And also, you're working right now with Jonelle Mosser, right?
Yeah, getting ready to go in with Jonelle.
Looking for songs?
Yes.
Well, I got a bunch of songs I'll play you, man. You know that.
Well, if you know Jonelle's particular style,
yeah.
I'm definitely. That's incredible. Matter of fact, I just moved over 8 for the first session.
Wow.
To get the charts written and get all that organized.
Now, I know you've also been active in, at different times in your career doing soundtracks to documentaries. I know you also did one with James Taylor, didn't you?
Yeah, I did Ride in the Grand for the National Geographic Society.
Wow. Now, what year was that?
96-ish, 97. And it was with his band.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I got to work with Grolnick and, the band that was with him at the time.
Yeah.
It was great.
Man, that's incredible.
Now, Carlos Vega on drums. And
you do so many things, Bill, and I hate to, put you down on this, but I'm always so curious when I'm with somebody that's so talented in so many different ways, you can put on so many hats. If you could only do one of the many talents you have, pursue just one thing that you can do, what would it be?
Finish the new musical that I'm working on, Yesterday's World.
Because
I have one, looks like it's going to go on stage next year.
Wow.
That I wrote when I was in college.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm finally getting around to it. I've got like 3 musicals that I haven't heard on stage yet.
Right.
But I'm working on a new one. And I guess that, seeing that on stage.
Now, when you say musicals, that these are
full-length musicals, like, 2-2.5 hour stage presentations.
Everything about them you wrote by yourself?
Well, no. Co-wrote in most cases. The new one, Yesterday's World, I'm writing by myself.
Wow, that's got to be massive, man.
It's, yeah.
600 albums. You've had number ones in 5 different genres. If you had any advice to someone out there that's in, that's young and they've chosen music for their life and made that decision that that's who they are and what they want to do, they want to play music for their living and take their music all over the world. Is there anything or a couple things you could give them that would be advice that you, as the creative individual that you are, that would inspire you to want to work with them? What would you be looking for? What should they be concentrating on?
They have to have the vision. They have to have the dream and understand that no is just a 2-letter word and 3 has got more numbers in it.
Wow, I love that.
Okay.
Can I quote you on that?
Sure. Well, you're going to get a lot of no's in life, and no's seem to stop people, but it can't stop you if you're going for your dream. And also to position yourself to be at the right place at the right time, if you can.
Yeah, if you can.
Yeah, I mean it's a matter of odds.
Well, I've had the honor, man, co-producing with you before, and I've sat in the studio with you doing a project. And a lot of times when someone thinks engineer, they think someone that twists knobs. This is actually their job is the technical side and the knowledge of the microphones, of course, which all of that is. But you do, when you engineer someone, there's a whole lot more to it. When you're going into a studio, you're engineering with somebody, a lot of times you're actually physically working on the charts, working with the number system, the interplay with the musicians, the ability to get things out of them that, other folks can't because they feel comfortable with you and the way the sounds you're getting up for them. Now, is that the part about the fact you were a musician and then became, that's how that worked?
Yeah.
Talk about that.
And I would definitely recommend that if anybody wants to go into production engineering that they at least have a few instruments under their belt and they can read music and then they can arrange it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fortunately, I was classically trained, so I've had the Ottman and the Piston classes in music that helped you think of counterpoint. So I try to have a lot of counterpoint in the arrangements during projects.
Right.
If they work.
Yeah.
It's no different than a harmony line, but thinking of a counterpoint instrument line that will complement that harmony line. So
when you're actually working on a project there's so many things going on in the room, all the musicians are playing, and what's the sequence of events that you listen to that you're hearing in your ear? I mean, are you focusing first on the drum and then you're going to the bass, or is it just like all comes together and you don't even think about it?
All together, yeah. I'm pretty much looking at the feel and the pocket and trying to describe and define feel and pocket is not an easy thing, but there's something when the hairs come up on the back of your neck that you know that it's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's just, you just go with that inner gut and don't question it?
Gut. It's a gut thing.
So what about someone that we've never heard of that you're fixing to work with? Who's your next? You're famous for that, man, finding talent, or they find you and then you expose them like you have so many times with so many people. Who is there that we don't know about yet that we're going to be hearing about?
You're going to be hearing about Sarah Darling.
Sarah Darling.
And she's on a new logo for Universal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be starting that in the last part of March.
Wow.
And, well, a lot of people haven't heard of Jonelle Mosser.
Well, yeah, I guess I just assume because down here she's like
a, in Nashville, everybody knows
like
who
a
she
goddess,
is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So everyone.
But she's never had a real shot
at
the world. And fortunately, this project will be able to get her there with.
Well, man, I wish you all the luck in the world. Bill, I appreciate you coming and doing this and sitting with me. I know you're really, really busy, and I thank you for taking the time. I appreciate your friendship.
Oh. We've been friends forever.
Well, I'm hoping we can do something together, a project here real soon.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you.
And thank you, Michael Holmes, for the use of the studio.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
We'll see you next time.